Incorporated, case number 9610123. Please identify yourselves for the record.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Jennifer Hertz on behalf of Stephen Reyes, creditors, trustee.
Afternoon, Your Honor. Les Reardon, attorney for Alphas Barat.
Your Honor, also?
Yes, I'm an honor. My name is Alphas Barat.
Sit behind the bar, please, sir. Sit behind the bar, please, sir. Yes, Mr.
Your Honor, also with me is Craig Jalbert of the accounting firm Bertolino and Lowy, and although he's not a lawyer admitted to practice, I would ask that he be allowed to sit with me at council table.
I think not. I've just asked Mr. Murad to sit behind the bar.
Okay. Your Honor, I just would note, my appearance is very new to this case. Mr. Murad is representing himself pro se, and at this point, I don't think we'll need his assistance here, but he has essentially been assisting with the preparation. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're here at a pretrial conference today. Now, apparently, parties have the feeling that I'm going to hear a motion for a judgment on the pleadings. Is that, looking at the papers, that seems to be what people expect to be arguing today. Is that correct?
Your Honor, I haven't received any notice from the court that it was scheduled for hearing.
Neither, and nor have, that's because we haven't sent one.
So,
okay, so you're not prepared. All right, fine.
We're prepared to argue it, but it certainly isn't something that I was aware was on the court's calendar today.
What about you, Mr. Reardon?
I'm prepared to argue the motion, Your Honor.
Well, tell me, have you seen Mr. Reardon's response?
Yes, Your Honor, we received it yesterday afternoon.
Well, let's talk about you may sit down, Mr. Reardon. Let's talk about your response. Why should I even let it be filed? Why shouldn't I strike it? You filed a motion with the assent of the other side to extend the time to file this.
Mm-hmm.
You asked for and were granted a motion to file it by June 1st. It arrived in this courthouse and was opened in the mail on June 3rd at 12. It was stamped in at 12:13 today. So it's 2 days late. You didn't ask for permission. Why shouldn't I just strike it and throw it in the wastebasket?
Well, Your Honor, I would say this. We filed it via mail on June 1st. We faxed over a copy. And
faxed over a copy where?
To opposing counsel.
Why didn't you fax file it here? How to do it. You filed the motion to extend by fax.
Your Honor, I agree with you, and I would ask you just to recognize this. I have never practiced in the bankruptcy court before. I have taken.
You know what day it was 2 days ago?
Your Honor.
It was June 1st.
Your
That's
Honor.
The day it was. You don't file papers by mail. If they're due here on the 1st, they're due here on the 1st.
Your Honor.
Who do you think you are?
Your Honor, if I incorrectly filed it by mail, you have my apologies.
File a motion for a late filing and I'll consider it.
All right.
And tell me why it was late.
It apparently was late, Your Honor, because...
What do you mean apparently? You couldn't get here by the 1st. You didn't mail until the 1st.
It was late because I misread the rule and felt that I could file it. I am not that familiar with...
What court lets you considers it filed when you drop it in the mail?
All Massachusetts state courts, Your Honor.
Well, then you're in the federal court now. Are you a member of the federal court bar?
I made a mistake, Your Honor.
Are you a member of the federal court bar?
Yes, Your Honor.
You better get the rules, counsel. Under that tape, that podium there is a great book. You see it?
Yes, sir.
The rules, take it and read it. Don't come back here until you know and understand them. File a motion for leave to file late. I will schedule it then. I'll schedule an argument on this motion if I choose to after I've seen your motion. Are we ready for trial on this? I got pretrial statements. Are we ready to schedule a trial today, for sometime in the near future?
Your Honor, I would ask some indulgence. I have recently entered an appearance on this case primarily to help Mr. Murad with his tax case before the First Circuit. I have looked over the files. It's a tremendous amount of material to resolve. I'm a tax attorney without much background in bankruptcy, and in looking over the material that I see on file, I do not see any discovery, I do not see automatic disclosures, anything of that nature.
Time for that is past, counsel. This matter is ripe for trial, as far as I can tell.
Well, Your Honor, I would simply request that you provide Alphonse Murad, who's been conducting this as pro se.
For how many years, counsel?
Pardon?
For how many years has he been pro se?
Many, many.
So you think on the eve of trial, by filing an appearance, I'm going to slow this case up?
No, Your Honor, I'm not doing that, but I would ask this court to recognize that what I am doing as an attorney, hopefully that this court would appreciate. What I want to do is move the case forward. What I want to do is make sure that Mr. Murad has appropriate representation, and I hope this court appreciates and is proud of the way that I conduct myself in this case. If I make a mistake, I'll stand up and take obligation. Mr. Murad should be entitled to pursue discovery. He's entitled to automatic disclosures under the rule. I will do everything possible to work with this court and to carry out my duties and obligations. If the court feels he's not entitled to discovery under the peculiar facts in this case, then I can only ask for it. I will do what I can to move this to conclusion.
Was there a pretrial order in this case, counsel?
Apparently there's a pretrial order in this case, which was issued by Judge Kennedy.
Ms. Ritz, is the time for discovery passed under the pretrial order?
Your Honor, it's long since passed. The pretrial order entered on October 31st of 2001.
And discovery, I presume, was allowed for some 60, 90, 120 days after that?
If you'll indulge me for one minute,
sure.
Your Honor, I'll find it. Your Honor, per the pretrial order, the pretrial statements were due on February 15th and April 12th. A further pretrial.
What year?
2002.
Okay.
A further pretrial statement as to Mr. Murad's rebuttal evidence was due on or before June 4th, 2002. And that is essentially the extent of the order. I'm happy to pass it up to you.
No, I'm sure it's here. I know I've seen it. I just couldn't put my hands on it.
In short, Your Honor, the order didn't address discovery. I certainly ought to.
Then you better pass it up if you think it didn't address discovery. Let me see. Disagree, counsel. This case should have been ready for trial back when this order was complied with. And Mr. Murad, you may give this back to Ms. Ertz. This matter was a plaintiff's pretrial statement was filed in February of 2002, listing exhibits and whatever. And your filing an appearance doesn't obviate the fact that this case should be, as far as the court's concerned, ready for trial.
Your Honor, I don't dispute that. What I'd like to be able to do is assist Mr. Murad in his ability to present his case. Nothing more. I think Your Honor is absolutely right that the commitment on counsel should be to move this to trial as quickly as possible. I don't think extensive discovery is required. I think automatic disclosure should be made. I'm not asking for a significant amount of time. All I'm asking for the court is the opportunity, after all this time, to allow the court to hear the facts of the case and make its decision. And I will work towards that. I have a lot of work to do. I would tell the court is a pro bono basis. But I would ask the court to at least recognize that Mr. Murad has certain claims. He's had a storied history that I'm sure that Your Honor is aware of. Let's provide the proper form in which he can come to you, present his case, and you can rule.
Well, that's why we're here. We're here to there's a point of pretrial. There's one pending motion, apparently, for a cross motion for judgment of the pleadings, which I will deal with in short order. And then we're going to have a trial. We're not going to have discovery. Discovery's long, years ago passed. Years ago, not weeks ago, not by a little bit, by years. And I'm not going to reopen this case. This is a 96 case, and it should be ready for trial. Now, Ms. Ritz, you have anything to add to That I assume you're prepared to go forward on trial?
We're prepared to go forward, Your Honor. I would add that this case has been remanded on two very slim and narrowed down issues that I'm afraid, based upon Mr. Morad's counsel's response, is he's attempting to sort of, I don't know, exponentially storm out of control with various related tax issues. I think that this case is right for judgment on the pleadings, and that's why we move for it. Alternatively, I think that it could be easily disposed of via summary judgment if you would require evidence. We can submit affidavits, but certainly if you would rather go the trial route, we can do that. But I think that the record of this case and the various opinions out there.
When you said the various opinions, I'm aware of the remand from the BAP on the issue of, was it negligence? And
the late filed administrative claim.
Late filed administrative claim.
And I think coupled with the tax court opinion, which we attached as Exhibit A to our cross motion and motion for judgment on the pleadings, addresses the issue as to the purported negligence of Mr. Gray in administering the estate.
Are you aware of the limited scope of what's left in this case, counsel?
Your Honor, I'm aware of the BAP's decision. I think that we can focus on some of the issues that are presented. Obviously, it's related to alleged negligence relating to the handling of the tax. Let me give Your Honor one example. Subsequent to the BAP decision, Mr. Gray signed a tax return for 1999 for the S Corporation. The corporation, we can present evidence, did not exist as of 1998. This is after the opinion, and we view this is essentially a new claim, and if there isn't out of the same issues.
Have you filed a new claim?
Your Honor, I have not, other than, and I think Your Honor knows this, other than what my notice of appearance and my involvement in the response, I haven't filed anything.
Well, if you think you have claims that are not barred by a statute of limitations or a bar date, that have not been brought yet. They're not part of what I'm hearing.
Well, maybe this.
And as far as I know, this case was closed except for these few outstanding matters. Am I correct?
That's
isn't
correct,
Judge
Your Honor.
Kenner issue an order to that effect?
Yes, Your Honor. She
so if you think you've got other claims, counsel, you better figure out what you're going to do about it, because I'm not hearing them as in the context of this matter.
Well, Your Honor, I think the claims are timed. They're related to the issue of negligence.
But if they're not filed, counsel, they're not part of the record. You're not right on a clean slate here.
Your Honor, I understand, but I'm asking this court for a certain amount of time to review this voluminous material, for a certain amount of time to ask if I can take limited discovery. And what you're saying to me is you're saying Mr. Morad should have done this all a long time ago, which I accept.
Well, if there are new claims that are not time-barred, by procedurally, then I'm not making any rulings that apply to those claims. They're not before me.
But how with the position that Your Honor is taking now and knowing the history of this case, can I even have the opportunity to address those
claims?
You
get all the time you want on those claims.
Your Honor, our view about the conduct of the trustee subsequent to the claims which arose are material to this issue. We believe that whether a claim or not, that those issues are material. All that the opposing counsel did was attach a tax court decision to.
I'm not ruling on her motion. You understand that?
Well,
what I'm suggesting to you is this matter was adjudicated by Judge Kenner. She entered a final order. It was that final order, as I recall, was affirmed in most instances, but one or two issues were remanded to her for further hearings consistent with the BAP's decision. That's all I'm hearing.
Well, I understand, Your Honor, and what appears to have been remanded was the issue relative to Mr. Morad's argument that Mr. Gray's negligence in relation to the preparation of the tax returns and his dealing with the tax credits were at issue in this case. That seems to be what the appellate decision says.
Well, you may be right. I'll have to go back and read it again.
I think, Your Honor, that could be very easily narrowed by reading Mr. Morad's motion to allow administrative claim late, which is the subject matter of which is what has been remanded. And those particular claims, I, based on my plain reading of that particular motion, are not present.
Well, Your Honor, I would just say that I'm referring to the plain text of the bankruptcy decision. Once again, we would ask you, Your Honor, we will do everything possible to bring this case to a fair and just and final conclusion. Certain things may have to be done to do that. I would ask for sufficient time, because I think without it, particularly at my late entry, I'm not in the position to help Mr. Morad. If it's Your Honor's position that that his litigation of the case prior to my entering the case as counsel has locked him into something, I think the best thing to do is let Mr. Morad proceed. But in order for me to provide him with the assistance I can, I have to become familiar with the case. I have to make a determination as to whether any issues need to be explored on an evidentiary basis. And I have to make decisions that other attorneys wouldn't make in the normal course of action. An additional 3 to 6 months to do that, I don't think is unfair or burdensome on the court.
I think it's ridiculous, counsel.
Well, Your Honor, you chose to enter your appearance.
And you entered your appearance when there was already a pretrial hearing scheduled, counsel. What does that mean?
Your Honor, if Your Honor would prefer, I withdraw it.
I don't prefer you to do anything. But if you think that I'm going to take this matter, which is ripe for trial, was ripe for trial 2 years ago, and roll it out for another 3 to 6 months.
Your Honor, a trial request was made 2 years ago. This court did not move a finger to give Mr. Morad a trial, and now this court is taking the position, knowing the history of this case.
You raise your finger again.
I apologize, Your Honor.
Just count to 10.
I apologize.
Take a deep breath, counsel. Take a deep breath.
Your Honor, what I ask for is that the court act consistently and fairly in bringing this case to the conclusion. I can only do so much. I will do what I can.
Well, discovery is over, counsel, so I don't know what you're going to do, think you're going to do in the next 3 to 6 months. What I'm going to do is I'm going to order that both parties file whatever memos they want to file with me with respect to what they believe the issues are before me. Now, that's not going to take you 3 to 6 months. And any further memos that they want to file with respect to this cross motion, the judgments on the pleadings. And I will schedule a hearing. I'm going to do it right now. I will hear the motion for judgment, the cross motion of judgments on the pleadings sometime probably in July. And then we'll go from there.
All right.
I'm going to continue this pretrial till July 21st at 9:30 a.m. At that same time, I will hear the cross motions for judgment on the pleadings. I'm directing that both parties file such memos as they wish to file by July 14th on the following issues. One, what matters they believe before this court for adjudication, and two, any further memos they want to file on the judgment on the pleadings motion. At the conclusion of the judgment on the pleadings motion, if the case is still open, we will discuss trial dates and duration. So you should bring your calendars and also do some thinking as to how long you think this case might take to try. Anything further? Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.